From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudet. More Idaho Matters right now. Last year, more than 200 families experiencing homelessness were able to find stable housing through CATCH. This year, the nonprofit is aiming to make the same impact. And part of that impact includes providing things like bedding, towels, and dishes, items that really make a house feel like a home, many of which CATCH is in desperate need of. So joining us today to talk more about this are Jeremy Blades, director of the organization's housing services, and Amanda Fields, a CATCH housing manager. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you for having us.
So Jeremy, can we just start out by talking a little bit about what homelessness is currently looking like here in the Treasure Valley?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say there's a lot of people, a lot of families in Idaho and in Boise that are struggling with rent costs, the increased rent costs. So we're definitely seeing a lot more homelessness just on the streets. It's visible. People come in contact with it a lot more. And we're seeing a lot more people living out of their cars. I'm not exactly sure if it's because the shelters are getting more full, but it's definitely something that we've seen this last year.
Do you think there's a main contributing factor as to why we're seeing more homeless folks, Jeremy? I mean, you did mention more folks living in their cars, but any other, you know, factors that you think might be playing into this?
Yeah, I think the rise in rent costs has exceeded the rise in incomes. Like, incomes have gone up over the last few years, but they haven't kept pace with the housing market. The housing market's almost tripled in the last 10 years, and I don't believe incomes have done that.
Mm. So how does your rehousing program work?
Yeah, so we get a referral when we have an opening, and we work to house the family as quickly as possible. We try to eliminate whatever barriers they have to housing. Once we secure a lease, we help them with the move-in process, like you were talking about. We try to help them furnish their home. And then we can pay monthly rent while they work with a case manager towards their stability goals.
And Jeremy, about how many families were you able to house last month?
Last month, we housed 8 families.
Oh, wow. So Amanda, let me bring you into the conversation. Talk to us about what it's like to actually walk a family into their new home for the very first time.
Yeah, that is actually one of my favorite parts of my job. The moment that a family gets the keys to their new unit, it can be a mixture of feelings. Everything from feeling surreal and kind of shock to just overwhelming joy. There's nothing like opening that front door and seeing kiddos run in and pick out their bedrooms. It's a really beautiful thing.
So, Amanda, do families typically have, you know, much with them when they get to their new home? And I'm talking, you know, just those certain items that I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation. I mean, things like dishes, bedding, towels, things like that.
That's a great question. More often than not, our families are really starting these households without any of those items. And as we know, moving into a new place, there's so many things that you need to really make that house a home, from sheets to cleaning supplies. So that's something that really our families do need some assistance with. Mm-hmm.
And Amanda, do you see that with most of the families that, you know, they get this new home, right? And so they're housed, but then they, you know, could be overwhelmed by the amount of, you know, household items that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just transitioning into being back into a place can be overwhelming, and especially when you have to furnish and supply everything.
So, Amanda, talk to us a little bit about some of the items that you see that the folks that you house are most in need of.
Yeah, so the items that I'm finding that our families are most in need of are really kind of those essentials for starting a household. Starting with like the bedding. So we do supply beds, but we do need bedding and pillowcases and things like that. And just kind of our kitchen staples like pots and pans and dishes, and especially those cleaning supplies.
And Jeremy, what is that like? I mean, knowing that here, you know, CATCH is doing so much work of getting folks housed, yet, you know, there are still things people need once they're in this stable housing.
It can be frustrating because, like Amanda said, it's tough to turn a house into a home unless it feels like a home. We do the best we can. We survive off the community with donations. But when someone donates like a couch to us, then we have to store it and transfer it to a family. So that can get a little hectic. But we do the best we can. We ask the community to donate when they're moving or downsizing or whatever might be going on. But we never have enough to fully furnish anyone's home.
And Jeremy, what's kind of an estimated cost of helping someone be housed?
The estimated total cost?
Yeah.
We're seeing on average right now about $13,000, $14,000 is the cost through the program.
Mm-hmm. And how much would you say, you know, goes into then, as you mentioned, right, trying to get these household items to them once they are in that housing?
Unfortunately, our funds, we are not allowed to buy household items.
Oh,
like
okay.
I said, we have to survive off the community. And so that does make it difficult, because if we could, we would just buy stuff, but our funds don't allow for that. So that's where we desperately need community help.
So when knowing that, that you cannot provide those items, what are the things that you are hoping that our community can step up and provide right now?
Like Amanda was saying, it's the essentials really that make a house a home. Bedding, kitchen supplies, bathroom supplies, towels, even something as simplistic like a shower curtain is something that you wouldn't think is difficult, but it's just another added cost to a family. Things to cook, pots, pans, those types of things, utensils.
Amanda, how do folks, if they want to donate these items, what is the best way to go about doing this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think perhaps the easiest way is to utilize our Amazon wish list that can be found on our social media. And that has just a really succinct list of all of our needs currently.
Okay, I kind of love that, Amanda. I mean, because I'm thinking like, okay, I have to go out, find these items, drop them off, right? And which I think can sometimes seem more daunting even when you want to help. So I love that you have this Amazon wish list.
Yeah, we really tried to take a lot of the process out of it. People are shopping on Amazon all the time. They can just go on there, click a few buttons, and we can give it directly to a family.
Yeah. How many families are you still in need of housing that you're working with right now, Jeremy?
Right now we have about 100 families in our program. I think 96 is the exact number. And we probably have 18 to 20 that are still looking for housing.
Well, we so appreciate you guys taking time to talk with us about this. And hopefully our community will step up and be able to help make a difference as well. So thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.